WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Causes of death for Gene Hackman and his wife are released in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
The cause of death for Mr. Gene Hackman, aged 95 years, is hypertensive and atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, with Alzheimer's disease as a significant contributory factor.
New Mexico's chief medical officer, Dr. Heather Jarrell, says Hackman's wife, Betsy, died days before he did of hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, a virus spread by mice or rats. For killing his girlfriend's parents with a baseball bat, Brad Sigmund, today in South Carolina, was the first person in the U.S. to be executed by firing squad in 15 years. Rolling out new economic programs to help protect Canadian businesses from U.S. tariffs. Canada's government, the tariffs have been postponed. President Trump opened the first of its kind crypto summit at the White House, pushing the creation of a federal Bitcoin reserve. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. UW-Madison has its new police chief. He's already been in charge for about a year. Brent Plish has been with UWPD for nearly 20 years and was named interim chief after the resignation of Kristen Roman. Roman was accused of favoritism toward an officer she had a romantic relationship with and misuse of her police vehicle. Plish led the police response to the encampment of students protesting in support of Palestine last year, in which protesters and officers were hurt. He says UWPD, the administration, and the student body have to work together to move forward. The Dane County Board adopted a resolution asking lawmakers to act to prevent gun violence. Municipal governments aren't allowed to make their own rules on guns, so the board is asking legislators to do so immediately. They're pushing for what are typically called common sense reforms, expanded background checks requiring locked gun storage, and red flag laws, where people can petition the court to have someone's access to their guns temporarily suspended if a judge agrees they're a danger to themselves or others. Guns are the number one cause of death for American children. State Senator Kelda Royce.
I don't know how many dead kids we need for Republicans in this building to start caring about that and prioritizing their lives and their safety over their own political careers. But, you know, other states have done this, some with Republican support. This is not rocket science. This is basic humanity.
The Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence says Wisconsin gets a C for its gun safety laws. That grade would be better with these measures. Wisconsin has not passed any significant gun legislation in years. Democrats have tried unsuccessfully to introduce at least 30 gun safety measures since 2019. More than 700 people die and more than 1,600 are hurt because of gun violence in Wisconsin every year. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is 92.7 WMDX News.
A win for the Wisconsin hockey team. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's hockey team skated to a 3-1 victory over Minnesota Duluth in the semifinals of the WCHA Final Faceoff Tournament hosted by Duluth. The Badgers outshot the Bulldogs 42-23. Wisconsin's Casey O'Brien scoring her 80th goal of the season, becoming the first female player in NCAA hockey to do so since 2018. Badgers goalie Ava McNaughton made 22 saves to earn her 32nd win of the year. The Badgers advanced to the finals on Sunday. NFL place kicker Mason Crosby at Lambeau Field, retiring as a Green Bay Packer, but says after a slump in 2012, he was concerned the team would cut him.
And Charles Woodson came up to me late in the year, and he was just like, dude, are you trying to make kicks? And I was like, well, yeah. He's like, stop it. Don't try to make the, like, just be you. Do your job, right? Like, do the process.
Crosby retiring today after 16 years in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight. Low 20s. For the weekend, more sunshine than clouds and warmer. Highs in the upper 40s Saturday, low 50s Sunday. Dry through most of next week and warm. Lots of 40s and 50s, even some 60s.
It's 34 right now.
The John and Gordy Show.
We're here with Mike McCabe.
We are. Mike, the town halls, the reaction that the Republicans are getting in their own districts, it's kind of shocking. Refreshing, by the way. I'm glad that other people are feeling a little bit frustrated like we feel. What do you think about all of the reactions?
Yeah, they're getting a snoot full of buckshot.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, we're going to hear all about the Apollo Showcase in Milwaukee. Also, are you considering keeping bees? We'll kick that around. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who writes checks his mouth can't cash, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to hour number two of this Friday night edition of Nightlight. I hate weekends. I like being here and talking. That's what I do, folks. It's so much fun, and it's great, great, great when you guys participate. So our question of the night is, how do you like your pancakes? It's National Flapjack Day, so fire away and let me know how you like to eat them. Terry Barr is coming up at 7:35. It is a bar band. Friday night, she'll bring new music and sparkling conversation, as she always does, one of our Nightlight besties, and talking to another pal of ours right now about sports. Mike Clemens joins us, taking a break between the combine and free agency. Mike, are you at home tonight, actually, getting a night
at
home?
I am, because I got a game tomorrow night. It's Bucks hosting the Magic, but, you know, you're talking about pancakes. Did you know, for 3 years, when I was 16, I got a job at a brand new International House of Pancakes.
Whoa.
And I got a job as a cook. And so that got me through the start of college. It was a good job. I had a great manager, pretty good owner. And, you know, they had a whole system. Like, they would train you at 16 years old. This is a great experience for 6 weeks. And so you'd be back there in the kitchen doing prep with the big Hobart mixer. These things, I just Googled it. It would cost you about $45,000 to $50,000 to buy a new one of these giant. Yeah, because it would make like 10 or 12 gallons of this stuff to make, because you could go through that much. We had, this place was really busy. It was really popular at the time. We had, on Sunday mornings, Pete, we had people lined up outside in the parking lot to get in to one of the 110 seats that we had in this place, making those buttermilk pancakes. But, yeah, you put in the mix and then the water. And, you know, the key to make those things sweet was butter, extra butter. You melted the butter in these huge pots, and then just pour that melted butter into the mix at the very end. And, oh, man, the pancakes would rise. And, you know, you put them on the hot griddle at a certain temperature. And then when you see them start to bubble and you flip them that one time, you would flip them over and carefully learn how to do it, get a little bit in the air. You'd have to flip your eggs the same way, too, you know, an omelet, that type of thing. Learn how to flip it with your wrist. I just made some eggs like that today over easy in the frying pan. And then when you sell them, as they say, like short order cooks, you get that lineup of plates. You slip the spatula underneath and you put it in your left palm. Then you put it, you know, set it down in the air onto the plate that way that they rise.
Really?
They don't get smushed and all that, and Now, this, I made thousands of pancakes for 3 years.
Sounds like you could put the apron on right now and get back there, Mike. It doesn't sound like you forgot.
Actually, there's a coffee shop that was close by, and a guy suddenly had an appendicitis and owned the place, and it was like Father's Day. So I went back there, and I did 3 hours in the kitchen after, like, I hadn't done it in 25 years. But, you know, you never lose it. You never
it's
lose
like,
it.
It's like an altar boy when one of them gets sick, and you have to come out of the bullpen and go up there and serve.
And try not to burn down the church when it comes to lighting the candles.
That's right. Yeah. Did you ever hear Brian Regan's joke about the international, about the IHOPs?
No.
Like,
no.
When an IHOP would go out of business and someone would rent that space, but everybody knows it used to be an IHOP. But,
right. Sure. It's that big blue high angle. Yeah, right.
And he would do the guy sitting there like trying to get insurance, and he's like... He's like, how many times did they hear jokes like, you know, they give the big insurance spiel, and he's like, you think I could get a Rudy Tooty fresh and fruit? And the guy gets
that's
mad.
True. There's one in Janesville. It used to be at IHOP. It's actually one that I kind of trained in one summer when I was a kid.
Now
it's some sort of cash and loan thing. And you've got to think all the jokes that they get, right? Every time they come in here, can I have some blueberry pancakes?
Silver dollars, please, yeah. Oh, that's so great. Well, good to know. I learn a little bit more about you every time you're on the show, Mike. And I have to say it's liberating and it's comforting. That's pretty cool. So, all right, let's turn to basketball, Mike, because this is a big weekend. It's a big day tomorrow, even for you got the Badgers and Marquette both playing. Is Marquette tomorrow or Sunday? It's tomorrow.
No,
right?
It's tomorrow morning. You're right. I mean, tomorrow's all basketball.
Wow.
11 a.m., the Marquette Golden Eagles are at home. And the other day, Shaka Smart said, after they lost another tough game to UConn on the road, he said, I got senior day on Saturday. I'm like, oh, wow, that's right. Yeah, this season's already wrapping
isn't that
up,
crazy?
Regular season. So I went and looked. And did you know that Al McGuire played at St. John's?
You know,
the team they're playing tomorrow?
I think I did know that. I remember.
I didn't. Because I got home last night from covering a practice, and I turn on NBC, and Jimmy Fallon opens up the Tonight Show last night with the number 6 ranked St. John's basketball team, all the players, all the young guys, singing a fight song for the Red Storm.
Huh.
You know, just one of his bits of like one of his cold, hard opens to the show. And I realized, St. John's is ranked 6th in the nation. Like, Jimmy and New York City and all of New York, they're probably really excited about this team, right? So that's the team that the Golden Eagles have to face tomorrow on their senior day. And, and it's their last game for guys like Stevie Mitchell and David Copland, who's probably going to go down with the most games played in a career at Marquette, and Cam Jones. And after coming off this loss the other night to UConn, where they've got all that weather out in New England, and I don't know if you heard this, there was a 22-minute game delay at the start of the game. The authorities came over to Shaka Smart, the head coach of Marquette, and said, Coach, we've got the pavilion here is leaking water, and we've got all this water down here at the baseline. And so he went to Dan Hurley, the head coach of UConn, and said, Dan, listen, man, we'll play in your practice court across the street. We're not going home without playing a game.
Nice.
They're talking about canceling the game. So it took them 22 minutes to mop it up and figure out how to fix the leak, and then they got the game in the other night. But Marquette, they've lost like 3 of their last 7 games, mostly on the road, like to Creighton, Villanova, and UConn, and obviously that hasn't helped their ranking. So big game for them tomorrow, and they're honoring, they'll be on the Al McGuire court. Al McGuire played for the St. John's Red Storm from 1948 to 51 before he moved to Milwaukee and then took the Marquette Warriors then to the 1977 championship. Learned that this week.
Yeah, that was a great win. And I think that's why I know a little bit about Al McGuire is just because he was the last coach to win that championship in 77. That was such a great year.
Right.
So, all right, you got Marquette at 11 a.m., then you got the Badgers at noon. It's decision time. I guess you could switch back and forth. But the 12th-ranked Badgers – take on they got a
Penn State.
Penn State, yeah.
Penn State, great football team.
Right.
Not so good.
Right.
Basketball, not so good. Badgers, they've only had 2 losses in the last 4 weeks, their last 7 games. They lost that one at home to Oregon, and then last Saturday on the road to number 8th ranked Michigan State. But they beat Minnesota in Minneapolis the other night, 74-67. And have you seen this Jeff Janicki kid? You know, they put him out there. He's a guard. He comes out like in the, you know, in the second half. And he's in your face. You know, he's great on defense. Yeah. Really hustles around. And all of a sudden, he trips over some guys. Bam! You know, face plant, face first into the court. And he comes up and he's walking around. He's feeling around. And, you know, the announcers even said, like Matt LePay said, like, I think he's picking up a tooth off the court. And after the game, Greg Gard said, yeah, he kind of looks like a hockey player now. And chipped a tooth. And he's got a big chipped tooth. You know, he looks like Jim Carrey and Dumb and Dumber.
He's got the bangs.
And I'm thinking, well, that's nice, Coach. You know, Mrs. Janicki, his mom, is probably listening to this on the radio. Like, you know, you're calling my son a hockey player now?
Oh,
you know,
that's great.
Shame on you. But anyway, he's going to be okay. He had a little press conference, and a trip to the dentist will have to fix that.
Mike, before we let you go, where right now, as it stands, where do you see, you know, Big Ten tournament notwithstanding, or Big East tournament, the rankings or the seedings, I should say. Like, you think Badgers are 3 or 4, Marquette 8 or 9? What do you think?
You know, I don't have that good of a feel of it, and that's because of there's kind of a log jam at the top of that. But I think, you know, I mean, it doesn't always seem like sometimes they move these teams around too in terms of interest and, you know, what they're going to be. I don't know if they're going to play in that tournament they're going to have in Milwaukee or be moved to one of the other regions. But, you know, the Badgers, they've been consistently good now the last 2 months. They have beat an awful lot of good teams, and they're consistently good with the three-point shots. And so I would think that they're going to get a higher seed than anybody would have ever predicted out of this group at the start of this season.
Yeah, especially if they slumped a little bit, too, it seems like. Mike, as always, my friend, thank you so much. We'll be checking in with you, hopefully, during free agency. That's going to be an exciting time, as will the draft. But glad you're home. Enjoy your family. And let's talk soon.
I love the show, Pete. Appreciate it. Thanks
love
for having
me on.
I'll talk to you next time.
Okay, buddy. That's Mike Clemens, Civic Media sports guru. Always fun to talk to. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35. It's a Barr Band Friday night. She will bring new music, and it's really good. I love this Sam Ness, who's who we're going to talk about. He's a good singer-songwriter. That's coming up at 7:35. I did do some research here because I saw Anna from Madison's text about buckwheats. And I knew they were kind of good for you, like better than regular flour, but this is what I just Googled this after I saw Anna's text, and it said, yes, buckwheat is generally considered a healthy food with several potential benefits. Health benefits include they're gluten-free, and a lot of doctors I've talked to, a lot of doctors, two or three, over the last 10 years have said, yes, give up gluten. You'll feel healthier, even if you don't have celiac disease. I've never really fully done that, but a lot of people say giving up gluten will make you feel better. So buckwheat pancakes are gluten-free. Buckwheat is a good source of fiber, and protein, magnesium, iron, and antioxidants. I do remember that buckwheats have a lot of fiber. Let's put it this way. You have to eat them on the way to the bathroom. That's how much fiber.
Oh,
they're.
No.
No, they're very good for you, though. And I like the texture. Are you saying we have a call? Do we have time
yes.
to take a call?
We have about 1 minute if you want to.
All right. Yeah, let's get him on. Who is it?
It's Ollie from the Northwoods.
Ollie from the, oh man, a call from the Northwoods. I'm in heaven. How's it going, Ollie?
Oh, it's going great. I just called to give my 2 cents worth about the pancakes.
Yeah, please.
My mom was a farm girl from Norwegian ancestry, and on the farm we always had...
Hey, Ollie. Can you hold on for 1 minute? I know this is going to be a good story, but we have to do a break. Can you just hold on so we can get the full story?
Sure, no
okay.
problem.
All right, we're going to do a very quick break. Then we're going to come back and hear about Ollie's Pancakes. Oh, if that doesn't already exist as a pancake house, it should. Let's all go down to Ollie's Pancakes. All right, we're coming right back on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Bring a friend, join the crowd, where we want to come along. Word up, talk, talk, just move right we up the wall.
a new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Ready for the April election? Here's a special invitation for you. Join the free Protecting Justice for All conversation about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race Wednesday, March 12th from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Overture Center in Madison.
Up North News radio host Pat Kreitlow, Civic Media's Todd Alba, and Dan Schaefer will lead a guest discussion about the economy, education, environment, and more. Then stay for the candidates' debate watch party.
Attend in person or listen to live coverage from the Overture Center in Madison Wednesday night, March 12th from 5 till 7. On your local Civic Media radio station and the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
There's a problem with every sign, bargain buildings, weights and pulleys, feathers.
Monica from Mount Horeb says, the only way I like pancakes is on someone else's plate. I don't like pancakes, yet I'm meeting some gal pals at Pancake Cafe tomorrow. It's not my choice, but I'll be having a gigantic mound of hash browns and cheese instead. Yeah, cheese and pancakes don't go.
No, it's not.
I could do cheese and hash browns, or hash browns and pancakes, but that triumvirate there is not very good. Thank you, Monica. All right, we have a phone call from Ollie in the North Woods, and she's telling us about her grandma's farm pancakes, and this sounded too delicious to rush before the break. So, Ollie, if you would, please continue.
Well, the pancakes are a lighter batter, so the pancakes are a little bit thinner, but then you serve them with either lingonberry sauce, or sometimes we use chokecherry sauce, and then you pour heavy cream over it, the top cream off the cow's milk.
Wow.
So, and they're delicious.
You put that in the batter or on the actual pancake?
No, you put that on the actual pancake. You, after the pancake is cooked, you put your lingonberry sauce or your cranberry sauce down on it, and then cover the whole thing with heavy cream, and it's heaven.
Ollie,
we lovingly call those Aunt Minnie's pancakes.
You have to open up a restaurant. You've just thrown my whole world into upheaval. I've never heard of anything like that
before. They're delicious. And actually, the Norske Nook restaurants serve a form of that high Norwegian pancake.
That sounds fantastic. Thank you so much for the call. That was definitely worth the wait through the commercial. Thanks
Alrighty.
For listening. And thanks for sharing.
Enjoy your pancake.
I will. Don't be a stranger. Thanks, Ollie. Wow, that sounded... I don't even like cream that much, but with the pancakes and the fruit...
That sounds
Get
really
out of
good.
Here. That sounds fantastic. Steady Eddie is checking in. He's from the 608, and he's one of our most what would you say, prolific texters?
Yeah, prolific for sure.
A lot of thought into it. He says, Pete, I eat my homemade pancakes only occasionally, but when I do, I don't skimp on real Wisconsin butter or genuine Wisconsin maple syrup. I like where this is going. Pancakes on a Saturday or Sunday morning with a good cup of coffee, it's a beautiful thing. Steady, I'll take that full stack of flapjacks, Eddie. Yeah, you're not Steadfast Edward when you're mowing pancakes. You're Steady Eddie. That's awesome. Thank you, Steady Eddie. Great stuff. And then we got PJ checking in on the stream. He says, I prefer waffles because they have pockets to hold the syrup. He's a real connoisseur. They're kind of the same thing, right? I mean.
And they both have batter that's not great for you. So.
Right. But I mean, do waffles have anything pancakes don't? It's pretty much just a pancake with the holes, right?
I think.
I don't know.
It tastes different for some reason.
Yeah,
as I'm imagining it.
Like there's malt in there or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. That's great text, though. Thank you, PJ. Yeah, waffles are getting really hungry for breakfast.
I like waffles better than pancakes.
Do you really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, like PJ said, for me, they got pockets to hold the peanut butter and the syrup.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. My mom makes them kind of how Ollie was saying, like, she makes them thin. Or was that Anna who said that? She makes them real thin, liquidy, and then the problem is, like, she gives them to all the grandkids, and they eat, you can eat 12 pancakes before you even know what hit you because they're thin, yeah. And they're a little burnt and singed, and they've got, not burnt, but just darker, and then they've got their fresh maple syrup and the melted butter. It is outstanding. Wow, great stuff. Okay. Keep those texts coming if you want to get in on the fun. How do you like your pancakes? It's International Pancake Day. And I love that Mike Clemens worked at an IHOP. That's so great. God, he must have read that manual inside and out. He was like regurgitating all the IHOP mission statement and like procedure was so great. All right. So we had, we played this already. I think it deserves a repeat because I don't usually get called by A-list celebrities. But like I said earlier in the show, we've been kind of poking fun at Adrian Brody for his very lengthy Oscar speech. That, you know, was not a great speech. Let's be honest. It was too long and he didn't really say much, even though he said a lot. And so we had fun with it. We kept playing it over and over like he was still talking even Tuesday night. But he found out about it somehow. You know, I mean, civic media, it's a big network. Word gets around, things go viral. And Adrian Brody called me to really let me have it earlier today. And we have that recording right now. Hello?
Yeah. Is this Pete Schwabba?
Yeah. Who's calling?
It's Adrian Brody, cheese dick. I heard you been talking about me about my acceptance speech.
How did you get this number?
I could get to anyone. You've seen how broad my shoulders are.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with it?
I know you think you're hot with your little radio show, but people love my speech.
I'm sure they did. I'm surprised you're not still giving it, to be honest.
Yeah, I want an apology, and I want it right now.
Dude, I don't know what you're hoping to accomplish here, but most people thought your speech sucked. It was meandering. It went on forever. I'm sorry, but it was almost as long as The Brutalist, for God's sakes.
Oh, yeah, I know a lot of people didn't like my speech. You think I don't know that? You know how many phone calls I still have to make? Oh, yeah, no one understands me.
Yeah. Hey, Adrian, come on, man, relax. It's cool. Look, you got two Oscars. Why would you care what anyone thinks about your speech or feel the need to talk for that amount of time and not really say anything? Come on, man.
Oh, you know what? Here I am opening up to you, and you take another shot at me. Have you seen my shoulders?
Yeah, but I mean,
have you seen my shoulders?
Yeah, man. I saw a lot more of you than that in The Brutalist, which was totally unnecessary, by the way. Look, dude.
Look, it's cool, Schwab. I'll do anything for a role, but yeah, people love my shoulders. Hang on a second. Harvey Weinstein's calling from prison and make sure I'm treating his ex-wife well. You believe that guy?
Ugh. Yeah.
Hey, no hard feelings, chief.
Just like such a rude guy.
And he just fast, you know,
after he insulted my manhood. I expected more out of him because he's like an artist. Go with those cliche name calling things. All right, so it is a bar band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Monday night on Nightlight, get this, as my friend Mike used to say, hey, get this. Dan Davies will be here in the studio. He's an actor based in Northeast Wisconsin. He's promoting a couple movies. Dan's a great guy. He's been on the show before. And then Peter Van Doren will be here to talk fantasy baseball. And I need an education. I don't know much about it. I've done football, never done fantasy baseball. So we'll get into that. That's Monday night on Nightlight. But coming up next, our pal, Terry Barr on a Bar Band Friday night. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me on this Friday night on the Civic Media Radio Network. Easy, and this club of mine keeps going on.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has decided to keep investigating the Madison City Clerk's office. Now, this all started with the 193 absentee ballots staff found after the November election. Those votes weren't counted. And everyone's in agreement. City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel-Bell told leaders about it weeks later. City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel-Bell waited weeks to tell leadership, including the mayor's office, the city attorney, and the Wisconsin Elections Commission. That timeline is under particular scrutiny. Commission Chair Ann Jacobs.
We've got what I can only say is this absolutely shocking set of dates post-election where every opportunity to fix this is ignored. This feels like a complete lack of leadership and a refusal to be where the buck stops, because the buck stops with the clerk to manage their own chief inspectors and their own mistakes, and you don't get to put your head in the sand for weeks at a time.
Now, these almost 200 ballots were not enough to change the outcome of any election, but the commissioners say that's not the point. Commissioner Mark Thompson.
What's really important is 193 ballots didn't get counted. It wasn't that it didn't change the result. That's a consequence. But the right being protected is the 193.
Now, the commission chose to continue their investigation and force staff to sit for depositions. That will undoubtedly include the clerk herself. They could decide Witzel-Bell acted improperly or even illegally. They also voted to send guidance to clerks around the state before the April 1st election, telling them to look everywhere and make sure every ballot is counted. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Peaky Blinders fans who are looking for closure from the upcoming Peaky Blinders movie will not get it. Franchise creator Stephen Knight says Peaky Blinders will continue after the movie has been released, but was not specific as to whether it would be TV or film. In the upcoming movie, the Peaky Blinders gang does battle with Nazis. Netflix has not yet given a release date for the Peaky Blinders movie. Typically, when someone writes a movie, they are looking for creative and ideally financial gain. Rarely does citizenship come into play as a reward, but it did for Jesse Eisenberg, the writer of the movie A Real Pain. The Polish government granted Jesse citizenship for writing the film set in Poland, for which he was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Screenplay. Nice to have a place to weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight. Low 20s. For the weekend, more sunshine than clouds and warmer. Highs in the upper 40s Saturday, low 50s Sunday. Dry through most of next week and warm. Lots of 40s and 50s, even some 60s. It's 32 degrees.
The Dane County Humane Society is your local, independent, donor-supported animal shelter. Your contributions provide care and new beginnings to thousands of animals every year. Join Dane County Humane Society on March 14th at Monona Terrace for Toto's Gala. Get ready for an unforgettable evening filled with snuggly animal greeters, cocktails, dinner, dancing, all the while raising funds to support animals at the Dane County Humane Society and in our community. Reserve your spot at giveshelter.org/Toto.
The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the news of the weekend and also discuss Ukraine, why what's happening there matters here in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2. time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is, for many reasons, one of our favorite times of the week. As we head into the weekend, we get to talk to one of our very truly good friends and someone who knows a blank ton about music, all things music, what's happening in our state. She does everything here at Civic Media, and she joins us here for Bar Band Friday night, as it's her namesake, Terry Barr. How are you?
Hello, Pete and Conrad and all your fabulous show listeners. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday. It's great to see you. It's been a very busy week for all of us, but you have a show tomorrow night. Hold on. I have to ask you something. I can't just jump right in. I have to have small talk, Terry. It's just the way I'm wired. So please excuse me, okay? I have to get this off my chest.
Do it.
How do you like your pancakes?
What?
How do you like your pancakes?
I thought that's what you said, and I thought, really? That's why I had to ask you twice.
I know.
I don't think I actually like French toast.
Oh, ooh.
So now I'm being a contrarian, aren't I?
No, that's okay. French toast is, at least it's different than the pancake. The waffle and the pancake are almost too close to call, but French toast is different because you're dealing with bread. And I like French toast.
And Pete, we discovered a place to the south in Illinois.
Okay.
They make a bourbon maple syrup. But the thing is, the actual maple syrup is from Wisconsin.
Okay.
And the bourbon is handcrafted at this distillery in DeKalb, Illinois.
Bourbon and maple syrup, that actually sounds pretty amazing. A little bit of cinnamon sugar in there maybe or something.
Oh.
I'm not going to lie. I've been fasting all week and kind of doing this keto thing, and I am literally salivating right now because of all pancake talk and just because of my Clemens voice. But I'm really jonesing for some pancakes.
Okay. So what's your favorite pancake?
Well, I said it changed. When I was a kid, I loved regular pancakes, kind of fluffy with lots of butter, lots of maple syrup. As I got older, real maple syrup and then cinnamon sugar. There was a place in Three Lakes called the Copper Kettle where we used to go when we were kids and we would get pancakes. And then as I got older, my wife makes these protein pancakes. There's little bits of like bacon in them and walnuts and blueberries and they're dynamite. And you put some real maple syrup on that, some cinnamon sugar, top it off, and you're set. You won't want to eat again the entire day. That's the thing. All right. Now that we've covered.
Wait, it sounds like what you need right now.
I'm telling you, if I find an all-night diner on the way home, it might be lights out. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Doing very well. Do you like weekends?
I'm curious about the fasting, though.
Oh.
I have never done it, although I've heard if, say, you don't eat the night before until, like, sometime the next afternoon, which, you know, when you get busy and sometimes you just don't, that's a small fast.
Yeah.
Are you doing a several-day thing?
Well, I've done that. I've done intermittent fasting anywhere from 16 to, like, 18 or 20 hours. You eat within a 4-hour window, 6-hour window. It's not that tough. You get the tummy rumblings a little bit, but I have done and I love doing these, a 36-hour fast where you eat like at 5 o'clock at night or six, and then you're done. And the next day you don't eat. And then at 6 o'clock the next morning, a day and a half later, you can eat. And what I like about that, Terry, is so much of my day is spent going, what am I going to eat? And then I got to make it happen. It's kind of nice waking up and going, I don't have to think about food all day. I'm just going to drink coffee and water. And, if I get hungry, I'll take a walk, and it's not that tough, and it's very good for you.
Okay.
Like it brings all your levels down with like blood pressure, cholesterol. It gives your digestive system a break. The benefits are incredible. And I know because I used to be a comedian, so you should listen to me. I'm just regurgitating what I read. I'm not an authority. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'll join you the next time,
okay.
But you got to give me a fair warning.
I just had this vision of Sage calling me into his office and saying, I don't know what to do here. Did you tell people not to eat for 36 hours? And I don't want to be that guy, you know, because I'm just a guy who reads some stuff. But it's good. It works for me. I like it. That's fun. So, So, all right, well, let's get down to your area of expertise, which is the state of Wisconsin and music. And I don't even know if it's in that order, but you've brought us Sam Ness tonight. And I love the music you sent. Tell us about Sam Ness.
Sam Ness, he is incredible. He's got such an interesting backstory, too. He was 18 years old, going to college. You know, he had the whole thing planned. And he was a theater guy, so he was thinking Broadway, things like that. Tall, lanky, good-looking. He totally could have done this. But how about this for a gift when you graduate? Somebody gives him, and he did not tell me who, but he gets the gift of a one-way ticket to Scotland. That's where his whole story begins. He canceled college, has still not gone to college.
Wow.
And that's how many years later. He started his love of being a street musician in Scotland, and this is where his entire career took off. He's a Sauk City kid, and that music program, the theater program in the Sauk City school district is incredible. So he continues to represent it well, even though he went a little different direction than his original plan.
Boy, no kidding. I can't imagine going to Scotland to get discovered. Not that he went there to get discovered, but that he got his start there and his inspiration. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Is he 20? How old is he right now, Terry?
Yeah, now he's in his later 20s.
Wow, still a young
guy.
But
he's an old soul. You know, he's one of those where he has experienced the world in like some of the most rustic ways.
Yeah.
He said when he ran out of money in various places, including Scotland, he'd camp in a tree or he'd, you know, beg, I'll play songs for you if you let me sleep on your floor, or I'll exchange music for food. He's done that and started doing that when he was 18. He came back to his home in Wisconsin to then start recording albums. And everyone loves him so much. He is always doing a GoFundMe. He always gets the albums funded. And then, boom, album comes out. He promotes it. He does a ton of shows in the U.S. and Wisconsin. And then he's like, I'm out. I'm going to another country.
Wow. He's got a really interesting background. It says that he's drawn comparisons to Jim Morrison because he's got this beard. And that's a pretty good guy to get compared to, at least on some levels. And yes. He also played Marius in Les Mis. I assume that's like in a high school theater production. And he played high school football. And he's got this really interesting background.
He was like the star of his theater in high school. And that's why I think everyone was so surprised when he chose to not go to college for theater. Because he did. He had his whole career path laid out. And all of a sudden somebody gives him this ticket and he decides, I'm going to go try this.
Do we know who gave him the ticket? Is that like a secret or something? Or
he does not talk about. He said it was just a gift of a one-way ticket that changed his life.
That is really interesting. All right. So let's hear a song from Sam. We've got two of them. One's called Alexander. The other one is called She Is Love. What do you think we should lead off with, Terry?
Let's start with Alexander, only because we've been talking about his beginnings as an 18-year-old going to Scotland, living off the streets, busking around Scotland. That's what this song is all about. His beginnings in just trying to figure out who he was, where he was going as a musician, and if he was indeed going to stick with it. And then he found people there that believed in what he was doing. So that's what this song is about.
That is unbelievable. All right. This is Alexander from Sam Ness by way of Terry Barr.
Truck pulled over to the side of the road, said, where you trying to go? So I throw my guitar in the back, say, hell, I don't know.
Well, I got things to see and I got itchy feet. I hit the road and I got nowhere to be and I got this hunger in me. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I follow in your footsteps, Alexander. I need to find the truth. For your cause, you were a martyr. So here's to you. Well, I got things to see, and I got itchy feet. I hit the road, and I got nowhere to be, and I got this hunger in me. Whoa, 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 whoa. Bed, missing home, I need to feel cold. Yeah, I say I've been missing home, I need to feel cold. I'm headed north, 'cause I got things to see and I got itchy feet. I hit the road, I got nowhere to be. And I got this hunger in me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Mm-hmm. Oh, oh. I got things to see and I got itchy feet. I hit the road.
Great song. Boy, does he have a great voice. There's like so much soul or something. He's got a really unique voice.
Yeah. And the storytelling in the song, yeah. Now that you kind of know what it's about and what he was going through at the time. Yeah, you understand his story, but yet he tries, as he has explained to me, tries to be vague enough that you understand what he's going through, but yet that you can take your own story away from it.
Yeah, and it makes total sense, too, after what you just said about him before. Like, that's a very, probably an autobiographical song on some level, but I love his voice. So we have to do a quick break, but do you have shows? Is something going on around the state? You kind of hinted in your email that maybe there were some cool shows coming up or something.
Well, and part of the reason we're talking to Sam and sharing his music, he's another one of the featured artists at the Madison Area Music Association Mama Cares show that's coming up at the end of the month. And again, this is one of these organizations that supports musicians who are maybe having a hard time paying the rent, paying their bills, and helped so many people during COVID. And Sam is another one. He said, I just want to step up and pay it forward. And someday I might need that help. So that's why he's part of the show. That's one of the big ones coming up. But it's exciting because there's old venues reopening again.
Oh, wow.
Let's start with that too.
Yeah, right after the break. But you're right. This guy's a really old soul. And we'll hear more from Sam Ness too, coming up next after a very short break. It's Night Bar Band Friday night here at Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Terry Barr and Conrad. We're coming right back.
Avoid
voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. The John and Gordy Show.
We're here with Mike McCabe.
We are. Mike, the town halls, the reaction that the Republicans are getting in their own districts, it's kind of shocking. Refreshing, by the way. I'm glad that other people are feeling a little bit frustrated like we feel. What do you think about all of the reactions?
Yeah, they're getting a snoot full of buckshot.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
We are back on a bar band Friday night. Every Friday night's a bar band Friday night with our pal Terry Barr, one of the co-hosts of Max Inc. Radio. Okay, so we just heard Sam Ness, Terry. Is he live in the lair tomorrow?
Here's the deal. Rocker still recuperating after his heart attack. We're holding it together. You know, he kind of is like the lead of everything we do. But I think we've been having great shows just because we are so lucky to have so many amazing musicians from all around Wisconsin that want to be part of the show, whether that means they call in or they just send us new music or old music, or they join us in studio for a little bit. We still have not gotten back to the hour long live in the lair.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Soon. I know. It's like we're building up now because we're all excited to get back to it, but we don't want to push Rocker and say,
of course not.
Are you ready?
Yeah. No, that
then
makes
we'll get
total
in trouble,
sense.
I think, with both his wife and his doctor.
Well, this is great. I mean, Sam Ness, and it's Dave Matthews, who he kind of sounds like a little bit. It was bothering me. I couldn't figure that out. Like when he sings Crash, and his voice in this song we just heard, Alexander, was great. But he was the male vocalist of the year, I saw, in the Madison Area Music Awards. Very cool. And we have another song, so let's play that so we can discuss that. This song is called She Is Love. It's another really cool song brought to you by way of Terry Barr. Here's Sam Ness once again.
Sometimes I find silence in dark and deafening rooms, the neon serves its purpose. I fill the space above a stool. Sometimes I hear whispers in a cacophony of noise. Teaches me of kindness, though I've never heard her voice. She's the memory of a story someone told me long ago about their dream. She's a place that feels familiar, that I know I've never seen. Sometimes I feel invisible, or the elephant in the room. She points my eyes towards the sky and says sometimes the stars feel that way too. Sometimes I get restless and I'm driving down the road. Calms my mind, singing lullabies through my van's radio. She's the memory of a story someone told me long ago about their dream. She's a place that feels familiar that I know I've never seen. She is love. She is love. She is love, 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 love. She is love.
She is love.
She is love.
She is love.
Someone told me long ago about their dream. She's a place that feels familiar. I hope one day I'll see you.
Great song. Great song. Where, you know, I was looking at his website. His tour dates are a little outdated. Do you know where people can see him?
The only show right now that I know he has is the Mama Care show.
Okay.
Because he's working on a new album. He just bought a house.
Wow.
I know. So he's kind of flipping the script on all these other things we've talked about where
yeah.
That all of a sudden I have a home. I've never had a home before, unless you count when I would go off the road from wherever I am and say, "Hey mom, can I sleep on your couch again?"
That's wow. And I love he won the Male Vocalist of the Year 2 in 2019. If he's in his late 20s now, he was such a young guy. Terry, thank you so much as always. This was so fun.
Oh, thank you, Pete.
You're the best. Thanks so much. And I hope we'll have you back here next Friday.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks. Fantastic. Have a great weekend.
You too. That's Terry Barr, Barr Band Friday Night in the books, ladies and gentlemen. Always fun. Bridget says, where was that text? We got a couple texts here I got to get to. Bridget says, pancakes with blueberries and walnuts with butter and maple syrup. Yes, please. Brian from Milwaukee says, waffles and pancakes use the same batter recipe. All right, Conrad, that seals it for us.
But it has pockets.
But it has pockets, right. And Brian also says, so yes, are kind of the same. Thank you for all your texts and calls. And thank you to Mike Clemens and Terry Barr. And we'll be back Monday. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabo saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, take me to your best friend's house. I loved you then and I love you now.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, Amy Horak will join us. She's from David J. Frank with a horticultural report.
And we'll have the new location of the newly name-branded White House.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Oaf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Oaf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyOafLounge.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Natural causes is the ruling from New Mexico's chief medical examiner in the deaths of Gene Hackman and his wife. The 95-year-old Oscar winner had heart disease and Alzheimer's. Wife Betsy died days before he did of hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, a virus spread by mice or rats. A South Carolina man became the first U.S. prisoner to be executed by firing squad in 15 years today. Brad Sigmund was sentenced to death for the 2001 murder of his ex-girlfriend's parents. He was shot by three volunteer prison employees. A reporter, Jeffrey Collins, was there saying Sigmund was wearing a target with a red bullseye.
Brad Sigmund took several pretty deep breaths, and then suddenly the shots rang out.
President Trump hosted a crypto summit today at the White House. More caution from Fed Chair Jerome Powell when it comes to cutting interest rates. He says he thinks the economy looks stable at the moment, but he doesn't feel pressure to cut rates. This is ABC News.